Ben and Mike, episode 54. Mike, you still here?
I'm still here, Vinny. Barely. Right. How you doing?
All right. I was hoping you'd still be here, that you didn't take the first ship out of New York.
No, I am here.
The German.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Episode 54, everybody. Mike. Tough. Let me get to our official business.
Okay.
Bring our special guest, and then we'll just dig right into it, because I know it's going to be a little wild show tonight. So, Vin and Mike is brought to you by Viggy Betts. Go right now to Twitter or Instagram at Viggy Betts and direct message him that you're a fan of Vin and Mike, and he'll set you up with one of his VIP memberships at a discount. Check him out now at Viggy Betts Twitter and Instagram. And we are on the Pigskin Podcast Network. We're out KKFI in Kansas City, who had another huge win last night.
Win.
And as always, catch everything on VinAndMikePodcast.com. All right, Mike, bring in our special guest, and then we'll start.
This is an honor. As you see, despite the horror yesterday, he still has that Jet logo in the background. This is one of my oldest friends, one of my best friends. We lived through the Kotite years, many other years of Jets football.
The Herm Edwards years.
The Herm Edwards, the Mangini years, the Parcells years, Rex years.
The Adam Gase years. Some really good ones throughout history. But
We stuck through and through. So really happy to have.
It's just a way of life. You are just set up to be disappointed every single year. For some different reason or the other.
Yeah.
But we're used to it. But we hang in there and we come back and we eat our shit sandwich week after week.
Thank you. So introducing none other than Mr. Dave Knapp, fellow Jets fan, for better or for worse.
And for
Sunday, it was for the worst.
It was. Well, I think a really good place to start out with this game is just talking about the consequences of this game. Because this was probably the most consequential regular season game the Jets have played in a very long time, right? At 6-3 in an extremely tight AFC East division, a win would have put the Jets in first place and a loss would have put them in last place. So going into this game right off the bat, you got a chance to even the series out with the Patriots. We lost against them 2 weeks ago. A chance to get into first place with the divisional record. Buffalo is looking a little bit iffy at first, and they came back and really nailed it. But this game had major consequences, and we all know what happened, or which side of the first or last the Jets wound up on by losing. So,
yeah, I just want to jump in. Going into this game, I actually posted on Instagram, had a great walk before. Was feeling really good about it, but there's no excuses. The Jets defense, A+, phenomenal.
But like six sacks?
Not only six sacks or whatever it was, on the field with all those three and outs, stopping the Patriots, holding them to 3 points to the end of the game. And then you have Zach Wilson.
Oh, let's stay on the defense for a second.
Go ahead. Yeah,
start with the defense. The defense is an elite defense this year. Right. Like, all right. You could get really excited about the Jets, but I think objectively the Jets defense is really just a phenomenal team. Right. You're good at every level on the ball. You got Sheldon Quinnen Williams up front, just playing like an all-star this year. You got Mosley and Williams's brother in the linebacker core making great plays. And you got Sauce Gardner, who's probably a candidate for defensive rookie of the year.
Yep.
Robert Saleh has completely transformed this defense into an elite team who you couldn't ask for anything more from this defense. They were making play after play. They were making huge stops. They got helped out by the wind a few times, right, with Nick Foles' field goals. But the you can't say anything bad about the Jets defense in this game, except that they didn't have a touchdown, which would have been all the difference in the game.
Yeah,
big play at the beginning. Let's talk about the big play that happened in the first quarter, Mike. Right, we saw it was I think about like I don't know 10 minutes. Yeah, probably about like 4 or 5 minutes into the game, Mac Jones passed it. Sauce Gardner knocks the ball out of the receiver's hands. Ball is not whistled dead. Sauce Gardner picks it up, runs it into the end zone, drops it, picks it up on the one. They call the ball down at the one, and then what?
No challenge.
No challenge. Why didn't they challenge that ball?
They should have challenged that. I looked at, we looked at it a couple times. Looks like he had possession for a little bit, and he should have at least challenged that. That could have been the difference. You're right.
It would have made a very big difference in that game. Getting out to a 7-0. I can't remember if it was 7-3 or 3-3 at that point, or what the score was in the game, but it would have given the Jets some momentum. It really would have helped them puff their chests out a bit. Would have made a big difference in a low scoring game, but Salah didn't challenge it for some reason. I don't really understand the ball. Like they whistled Sauce Gardner down at the 1 yard line, and then the other ref said, actually he dropped it. So there wasn't a challenge. It was a ref disagreeing with another ref. It was a challengeable play.
Yeah.
Would have made a difference.
Now Dave, put that all aside, and that was huge, and we agreed on that. When you have 77 yards of offense, you're not going to win the game.
No.
And stop blaming the win because it's bullshit. Mac Jones threw 23 for 27. They made some good plays. The announcers are like, you know, you blame the win. That's not what good quarterbacks do. He looked lost. He wasn't there. Even like for the screen passes, threw it way over their head.
Yeah, he missed Garrett Wilson was standing 5 feet away from him and threw it over his head. And he was underthrowing the ball on long plays. He was overthrowing the ball in the slants. Mac Jones didn't have that issue. It was a windy day, but Mac Jones made stuff happen.
Vinny, I told you this stat that made me sick, wanted to freaking throw up, that the Jets had more punts, 10, than receptions of 9. That's just inexcusable.
Pretty bad. I mean,
go ahead, Vin. Jump in, please.
They were... So let me explain that what the game was yesterday. you went to a restaurant where you were told you're going to have this beautiful ribeye steak, prime rib, ribeye, mashed potatoes, the big 3 pounds of them on a plate, your cream spinach, the whole 9 yards that you get at a steakhouse. And you sat down, and they gave you a chuck steak with some dried white rice from the Chinese place next door. I mean, that's how you got duped yesterday in that game. And you went, and Dave said it, you went from a first place, number 2, number 3 seed in the AFC to now number 8 out of the playoffs altogether with a really, really tough schedule moving forward and no confidence in your quarterback to win those games moving forward. And I think that's the big problem as well. It's just a crazy, crazy amount of insanity that went on. Salah just said in his press conference that he hasn't made a decision yet about quarterback next week. So we'll see, you know, what comes out of the day off tomorrow and how practice starts Wednesday. So, you know, all that's in the play, but it was just a terrible performance.
And you came off a bye week. You lost to this team a couple weeks ago. You lost 27-22. And it was just like, even if Zach Wilson played 10 or 15%, they would have won. It was zero. Nothing there.
He hasn't been having a great season, right? Let's be real. Like he's playing just well enough for the team to win, right?
Right.
He's playing well enough.
Just mediocre enough that hasn't been talked about.
Yeah. Exactly. It was like, it reminds me of Mark Sanchez, right? Mark Sanchez was able to lean on a extremely strong defense. They had, you know, Darrell Revis on that team, the Sons of Anarchy. They had a phenomenal defense and a terrific running game. And this is what the Jets team should be this year, right? I think not having Breece Hall in this game made a huge difference. But in the previous games, Wilson was playing just good enough for them to win. It was a spark of energy. People were excited about it. It didn't matter that he wasn't chucking up Patrick Mahomes' numbers because they were winning games. This game, Ben, you want to talk about post-game? Did you see Zach Wilson in the post-game?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
when the reporter asked him, hey, do you think that you let the defense down? And he just flat out said, no.
Yeah, he took no onus for Correct. For the game.
Yep.
As a leader, you watch a lot of these quarterbacks, right? And they know it's not all their fault. They know it's a team game. They know all this stuff. But they're the leaders of the team no matter which way you look at it. They're the face of the franchises. You look across the NFL, that's just the way the quarterback is supposed to be. That's the way it works. You get up there and say, I shit the bed. This was the worst I've ever played. You know, this is my fault. You say all the right things that people want to hear. You don't say, did you let the defense – I mean, one word answer, no. I mean, what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know the guys today are standing up for him and not saying anything. But you know there's a defensive player in that locker room somewhere or one of his wide receivers. Somebody is not happy with the way he came out of that yesterday. You know, they're all supporting him today and you know, give him a lot of credit. But at the same time, someone's got some bad taste in their mouth about what was said in that post game, because like I said, the quarterback is the leader. He's the guy that takes the heat. He's the guy that gets all the glory when you win also. So he needs to grow up and understand what his role is as an NFL quarterback. And that's a bit.
That's it. It's time to admit that you had a poor game and get excited for next week. And the Jets, Ben, you mentioned that the Jets do have a tough remaining schedule, but not next week. They're playing the Bears at home.
Without Justin Fields.
With a terrible defense, right? I think this is a really good game to bounce back if you're Zach Wilson. But, yeah, I mean, he did lost some confidence from me in that press conference and in that game. But, yeah, you got to get back on the horse. And what happens if he doesn't? What happens if Zach Wilson is playing the way he did in the first half? That's, you know, to me, it's, you know, I think you got to go with Zach Wilson in the next game. He's, you know, he's coming back next season. Nobody's calling for the head of a second year quarterback who's played, as few games as he has. But hey, if that team's losing, I think you got to make a decision as a coach, right? I think you got another pretty decent quarterback on the bench and Mike White, who's, you know, had some interesting ups and downs himself, but this is a game you need to win next week, right? And I think that Salah really has to, and LaFleur too, they really got to assess how they're doing at the half and decide, does this team need a spark? Do they need to bench Zach Wilson or not? But you can't let a guy like that run over the franchise, throw guys under the bus, and then just have a piss poor game like that.
No, I agree. Go ahead, man.
And he's also 56% completion percentage on the year, which is like one of the worst in the NFL. So he needs to get that better. He needs to complete better passes. You know, I don't know what they need to do to simplify the offense anymore for him, but he needs to get a rhythm going. He needs to do better things. He can't just not make those kind of plays. You can't be in the bottom, you know, 30 in the league in passing categories and expect to have a winning team. And that's really what it comes down to. You look at the other guys that are down there, Kenny Pickett, you know, a rookie. Pittsburgh is a really bad team. And Denver with Russell Wilson, they're a really bad team. And the Jets are, you know, there's Zach Wilson who at 6-4 have a real opportunity. So, you know, get better at your completion percentage, get better at making some plays, get the ball to Garrett Wilson, get your tight ends more involved, figure out different ways to do it. And then move forward with this team. Like you said, you know, the Bears is definitely a good stop for them, you know, coming into MetLife, you know, especially if Fields isn't going to play, that we'll find out Wednesday what's going on there. But all that being said, it's a very winnable game, a game they should win, because after that is when it really, really gets
crazy. You got the Vikings, you got the Bills.
And at 7-4, it changes real quick, right? All of a sudden, it's like, all right, we got 7. We got to get to 10, because I think 10 gets you in. And then once you're in, hey, you know, anything can happen. But you got to get in.
Yeah, I just keep going back. I keep going back. The Jets beat the Bills 2 weeks ago. And typical Jets, you have all this momentum and the hype, but Belichick gets in your head, and that's what happened. They played to their level. There was just nothing there.
Yeah, but Belichick, and that Belichick messing with a young quarterback too is that Belichick chose to have the Jets going into the fourth quarter Or Jets going into the wind in the fourth quarter, knew that it was going to mess with a guy like Zach Wilson's head who wasn't playing well to begin with.
You know what, Vinny, Dave and I were saying yesterday with that punt return at the end of the game, it was like putting us out of our misery because the Jets didn't deserve to win that game. You were kind of just like
– New England didn't deserve to win that game either. Let's be truthful.
No one deserved to win that game.
It should have been a tie.
That game, we deserve to watch another like 15 minutes of scoreless overtime.
I tell you what I didn't like was really playing for overtime there. You know, I don't like when these coaches take their foot off the gas pedal and try to, you know, you're almost playing not to lose, right? Which I don't like. And I know Wilson was having a bad game and all this, but you got to figure out other ways to move the ball.
Right. You know,
you're playing to go to overtime, and then what? You're going to play for a tie? I mean, I did not like the way the play calling was there before the punt, you know. And again, the punt wasn't a bad punt. You know, I was wondering where the other six guys were on coverage because you didn't see any of them when the punt landed. You know, were they confused where the punt was supposed to go? I mean, that's the other thing. When you look at that replay, you only see about three or four Jets in the entire picture of the coverage on a punt that's buried outside the numbers on the left side of the field there. So I was a little confused on their coverage of the punt altogether. Maybe something to see from like more of an overhead of what happened there. But like I said, I just didn't like a lot of things that went on. They had a really tough time running the ball. I think Dave made a really good point. This was a game. They really missed Breece Hall. You can definitely see it. This could have been that kind of game where they could have definitely used him more. You know, Michael Carter and Robinson are a step below of where Breece Hall was moving into this season, really becoming that elite running back. But at the same time, I see a little, you know, I think this Dave made a good point. The Bears come in, defense is playing well. Get Zach, you know, get his head back on straight. Let's get things going on Wednesday, and people will flip a switch really quick when you get a win. If they lose to the Bears, come up this Sunday. Thank God Thanksgiving is on Thursday, Mike, so you don't have to throw your turkey up on Sunday.
I don't know. I'm going to be in such a bad mood. Stop.
Yeah. Ben, I like what you're saying too. It's the playing for overtime, the really like conservative play calling, not trying to chuck it down the field, all that stuff. The first team in that game that was going to have a breakout play was going to win. That's just how it was. And it happened to be the Patriots on the return. But that wasn't the end of the game. There was still one chance for the Jets to make something happen on a kick return. And what did we see? It was just puzzling. Right. It was the team not being on the same page, or maybe the Jets just wanted to give up and go home. Maybe that could have been that too. But what you saw was Elijah Moore take the punt after they actually threw at him twice. He had one reception and one drop or one just bad throw. But you saw a team that like, okay, you could have done some hook and ladder stuff. You could have really just really tried to make something happen. You could have got fancy. But it just felt like he gave up. It felt like he just took the ball and wanted to go home and just took a knee.
He basically caught it and looked around and then ran out of bounds.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Right? How does that even happen? Like, do you know what moment of the game it is in right now? Yeah. Like a guy that was clamoring for the football, like made such a scene a few weeks ago that he wasn't getting the ball. Had an opportunity to at least try to be a hero, right? Like you don't expect much. You don't expect him to score returns, but you expect him to give it the college try. And this guy just ran out of bounds like a chump.
I was just going to say, you know, it's a bad game when Zach Wilson is your leading rusher, 26 yards.
Barely even rushed too. Like you saw him like, okay, they challenged one play where he ran out of bounds and they got the first down on that. But, you know, you're used to Zach Wilson. You're used to seeing him being extremely evasive in the pocket. You know, he does this like little spin move and then he's just like expecting I was listening to something that they said that Zach Wilson in the pocket, you know, you're not in BYU playing Utah State anymore, right? There's going to be a 300 pounds lineman the second you turn around. And what do you do then? And he really didn't sacrifice his body at all. Like, I'm kind of glad about that. I'm kind of glad he didn't get hurt again. But, you know, Zach Wilson is known to be somebody he's supposed to be able to make something happen a little bit more than he did. Yeah. It was no Lamar Jackson in that game.
Yeah.
Well, you're only as good as your last game, and that's why you have a Bears team that you would hope to win against and then put this behind you. But this was tough. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, that you had first place on the line. You would have been 7-3, first place in the AFC East. And because it's so tight, now you're in fourth place, and Cincinnati won yesterday. So that's why you're not even – that's how crazy it is. But you win next week and a couple of these teams lose, you're right back in it. So
yeah,
Salah's got to get them ready. And I just feel the only thing that Zach Wilson has going for him is I can't imagine that you could play worse than that going into next week.
It made you want Geno Smith.
It was awful.
Geno having a big year out of nowhere.
Yeah, if you gave up on Geno Smith, I think you were right to do it. This is a long shot comeback performance that nobody expected.
Yeah, I mean,
but let me ask you both this. So
yeah,
we talked about it a little bit. So let's say you're playing the Bears next week, and the first half was as pitiful as what we saw. Would you take Zach Wilson out and try Flacco or White? Would you make that? Would Adam Salah do it?
Is it the right move? He should. I think he has to. I think he's. I know. Overall, I've been really happy with Salah this year. I mean, he completely transformed the defense. You know, he's making do with what he's got. I think the line's been beat up, but now's a chance to send a message as a coach. We need to win a game. We're going to try to see what works. And we saw in that Buffalo game, what do? They tried an onside kick on the first play, right? You could tell when Salah is really determined, he gets creative, right? And LaFleur gets creative. And we didn't see any of that in this game.
We didn't see any of that. There was no creative plays whatsoever. You're right there.
We saw a missed opportunity on a challenge. We saw not a lot of creative plays. We saw a team, maybe they put in Ty Johnson a few snaps. Who cares? Nothing happens. But, we just saw a team that looked bored. We were probably as bored as us. I wonder if the Jets were as bored playing that game as we were watching that game.
It was a tough game. I know the wind was bad, but
can't make excuses.
I don't know. You just got to figure out other things to do.
Exactly.
I don't know. I worry about their four road games that are coming up. Miami, Buffalo, Minnesota. I think Seattle's the other one. And then I worry about Detroit coming into MetLife as well, because they're figuring things out, out of the blue. Maybe they'll steal a game on Thanksgiving against the Bills and give you guys some more life that way as well.
We're hoping.
Not that you hope for. But it's, it really comes down to let's beat the Bears, right? Get back to 7-4. Hope that, you get some of these other teams now in front of you, because you don't have your own destiny in your own hands now. You got to get some losses from some of these other teams, especially Cincinnati and New England. New England, you can't tie with New England at all because they have the tiebreaker over you.
Yes.
So you get past those teams, and then you go from there. Because my feeling is Buffalo and Miami are going to make it, and then it's a three-game – between the Jets, the Patriots, and the Bengals. Maybe the Chargers get back involved again. It was a bad loss for them last night as well, and they're looking, on the outside in. But I would say those are the teams, and the matchups are there. And if you could get in, you might end up playing on the road in Miami in back-to-back games, possibly, right? The last game of the season's in Miami. They might become the 2 seed, and you're the 7 seed and have to go back there the following week. But at least if you get there, that's where the opportunity is. And then if you get there, it's a team. What was the over on the mic? 5?
5.5.
5.5. I mean, it's a team that could potentially win 10 games, So they definitely much, you know, played way over their heads this year. It makes you feel good. And then going into next year, you know, another draft, some other players. If Zach shows that he's ready to take over year three, there's a lot of people that I know and that I've talked to that think that he's never going to get better. But I think they're jumping the gun there. I mean, it's only been 20 starts. We know how Josh Allen was in his first 20 starts. We know how a bunch of these quarterbacks were. You know, there's not many Russell Wilsons out there who take their teams to the playoffs and win playoff games as a rookie. So I think you just gotta take a step back and move forward, because the defense is really built up well. There's a lot of good young receivers. I don't know when Breece Hall will be back. You hope September, but you know, you go from there and then that's it. But we still got this year, and there's a lot of hope. You know, you're not in Raider land. Let me just tell you that. You're not in Raider land.
Yeah, we're not giving up on Zach Wilson yet. Quarterback could, you don't know how long it's going to take for a quarterback to mature. It's either, you know, you could get extremely lucky and have Mahomes in year one, or you could be a Geno Smith and blossom in year eight.
Yeah, you're very long.
Now you'll see. Dave will be texting you, because Dave will be at the game this week coming up. So
nice. At least it's not going to be freezing cold. That's got that going for me.
Okay,
a little warm up on Sunday.
Yeah, it's gonna get a little bit warmer. Maybe it's gonna rain, but I don't know. Wind, hopefully not a thing.
Yeah.
I wonder when Buffalo's gonna actually be cleaned up so these guys could get back to practice. I don't even know if they could practice this week.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was only half the city that got blanketed in the snow, right? It was like
Orchard Park at 80 inches.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't even know what that is.
Imagine? I can't imagine.
No thanks.
No. I'm glad where we live.
Yeah. Supposedly they went home last night after the game. So I don't know. I didn't hear anything about them struggling to get home, but you could see the way they played the first half yesterday, that the lack of practice and the travel took a little toll on them. But
and then they just took over the game.
Yeah, once they got settled in a little bit, they were fine. Cleveland's just not that good.
No.
All right, let's do the commercial. Dave, you're gonna stay around or are you gonna jump?
I'm gonna go. I'm all ready. Right. Dinner is ready.
All right.
Thanks for being on. This was awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Good night. Bye. Thank you. Well, that was great.
That was good. Get a little more Jets fan perspective, just not yours. All right, let's do this commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. Get into the Giants as well.
Sure.
All right. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. I think we got some really good Thanksgiving games that we could do some same-game parlays and player props coming up this Thanksgiving, Mike. So check this out right now. Everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. I think this week, you know, I'll give a few overs because I think I'm better than that than picking teams.
You did a nice over with that game.
I'll tell you, the Bears give me the overs every week. Now they're coming to play the Jets. I'm going to have to take the under after what I said without feeling.
You might go with the under after that.
I'm going to have to do an alternative under of 20.
Yeah, you might.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code TPPN. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right. So yeah, we had a tough betting week.
It was hard to watch. I mean, New York football, and then that Vikings game, and we talked about on our pick show, like,
that game
that was atrocious.
I mean, I couldn't understand why the Vikings were plus 1.5, but
I was going to make that joke with you. I guess we know now.
I guess we really know.
They made a big statement.
I tell you, Dallas is weird like that. They're a team that'll do that, and then you think, all right, this team's going to roll to the Super Bowl, and then
they go.
They'll come out here on Thanksgiving and lose to the Giants at home or something stupid like that. You know,
it just proves that any given Sunday, and a lot of people were very skeptical of the Vikings, saying that they were the worst 8-1 team, and yeah. I guess it proved itself. But here's the thing that we're seeing in the NFL with the Eagles and the Eagles. I mean, they had a prayer with the Colts. I mean, they didn't win that game single-handedly, right?
They didn't play well.
All these teams are vulnerable. And if you looked at the beginning of the season, right, a lot of people were saying the Bills. A lot of people were saying Kansas City and the AFC. NFC was really up for grabs. Some people were even saying Tampa. And you know, the Eagles, but let me tell you something, it is up for grabs. I don't really see an elite team. I don't see a team that that is just like dominating. I don't. Do you? I don't really see it.
Well, you got a 9-1 Eagles team and an 8-2 Chiefs team. And if you put the money on the line and who you're going to take, I think I'd take the Chiefs, because I'm going to go with the coach and the quarterback in that situation, right? You know, Andy Reid and Mahomes are probably the way to go. I would think the Chiefs are probably the betting favorite right now. Probably Buffalo is probably still the second betting favorite, and then I would think the Eagles are the third. I think the way the Eagles played the last 2 weeks, they lost a little bit of that mojo, right? Hurts has been good, but he hasn't been fantastic. You know, they make a tremendous amount of mistakes. They still really had trouble with the run there. You know, early in the game, they got better as time went on. But, you know, you're not sure. You know, and then you got Dallas, who all of a sudden is looking like this beast of a team. I think tonight we'll see how good this 49ers team is every week. They have a lot of talent on offense. We'll see if it'll keep translating and see if that'll move them into the right direction. But I think right now I would say Mahomes and those Chiefs are probably where you would lean everything, especially if they can run the table here, get home field advantage, and then I think that just puts them in the driver's seat again. You know, Mahomes, here's a couple of things that about Mahomes which impressed me yesterday when I was watching the game last night, is he hasn't lost in November and December in his career, and he hasn't lost a road division game in his career. He's 14-0 against his division on the road.
That's incredible stat. That's
insane. The guy is like next. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. And he's 27 years old.
Just the way – I always say when Mahomes plays, it's like a video game. It reminds me of the way he drives down the field. It's kind of – it's pretty amazing. I want to take note to something that Anthony just wrote. I love San Francisco D. If Jimmy G can play over his head, they are dangerous. Yeah, and you know, Anthony, I think about the Jets. Like if Zach Wilson was even half of what Jimmy G would be, the Jets would be right up there. Because the reason why Zach Wilson was not really critiqued the way he is last game is the Jets were winning and the defense has been stellar. But this was a game that he did absolutely nothing and it was owned on him. But like I'm saying, he just had to put in like a 10 to 20% performance. They would have won the game. And Jimmy G, I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he has a great defense. And if he makes a couple good plays, they're right there. Even going back way back to the to the 85 Bears, right? Their quarterback was not great. Jim McMahon was not great at all. It was the Bears' defense.
And Walter Payton.
All he had to do was show up a little bit.
Sweetness. About Walter Payton.
Make a couple plays and Walter Payton in the fridge. And they made, the defense made him look good. And that's why that's why the locker room was frustrated, because they got nothing out of Zach Wilson. That's what was so frustrating for me, that you had your chance and there was nothing. So trying to put it beside, NFL is every week is so crucial, but you're still 6-4. You're still right there if one of these teams loses. But let's just get back to business next week. That's all.
You gotta win the games that are on your schedule that you're the favorite now, right? When you look at things moving forward, you have to win your home games, the three of them that are left, and you gotta hope you steal a game in Buffalo, Miami, Seattle, or Minnesota, and that's the way you're in the playoffs.
So if you look at any of those games right now, which one do you think is most realistic to steal?
Probably the Miami game, because it's a division game and it's a team that I'm not sure where they'll be, but, week 17. Who knows? It could be week 18, actually. Miami might not even be playing for something at that point. Or, I don't know. I'm guessing the best shot will still be Seattle. You hope that Geno Smith pulls a Geno Smith. The way Minnesota played yesterday with Kirk Cousins, it's very, very big possibility there. He got sacked like crazy. I think the Jets have a defensive line. So they're all, I think there's 3 to 4. The Buffalo game, I think, is going to be very tough. So I think Buffalo is going to play much different unless Josh Allen's elbow is still not 100%, but I think they'll play a lot different than the first time. I think that's just a tough, tough, tough game. Yeah. But win those home games, win next week, win Sunday. Come out.
Take it one game at a time.
Team that I don't think, we're not sure what Justin Fields with his shoulder. Even if he does play, he won't be 100% most likely. He's running too much, in my opinion, right now. I think it's nice to see what he's doing, but I think they're taking away a lot of his pocket presence. I think they're using him a little too much, and that's why he's starting to wear down and all this stuff.
Yeah, I'll say this on this show: if the Jets lose against the Bears on Sunday, the season's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
That is just unbelievable when you look at one week to the next, that this was a team that was right on the cusp of first place. You lose to the Patriots, but if you lose to this Bears team, there's no coming back. So this is the season right here, Jets fans. I hope we're all listening. You got to come in and win this game. Put aside the excuses. Your defense has been tremendous. It's such a shame. And Zach Wilson just has to practice his ass off this week and just get to take care of business.
You've had such a
good season. It's a storybook of what happened. Remember, Zach Wilson didn't even start the season. You had Joe Flacco. He won that game in Cleveland, that unbelievable game. They had momentum. You beat a Green Bay Packers team in Green Bay. You beat a Buffalo Bills team. Come on. Come on, guys. You're better than this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, they gotta show up. And the Giants too, right? The Giants, I thought, lost a very winnable game yesterday.
Yeah.
They did not play well. Barkley had, I think,
22 yards on 15 carries, Vinny.
Yeah, he was terrible. But think about this now. They're 7-3. They got a short week. They got to go to Dallas, right?
Yeah, that will be an interesting Thanksgiving.
They got the Commanders, who are a different team all of a sudden.
They're coming out of nowhere.
Heineke and all this stuff. They got the Eagles. They got the Commanders again.
It's not easy.
Then they got to go to Minnesota. When the Colts come in, who knows what kind of Colts team is going to show up? And then they finish the year in Philly. So the Giants, all of a sudden, at 7-3, are looking like a team that could be falling down really quick if some of those games get away from them, especially in the next 3 weeks. Next 3 weeks, you got – actually, the next 4 weeks, you got all division games. They need to go 2-2, right? You go 2-2, you know, you're 9-5, and you're in a good spot, because you falter these next four games, teams are going to jump you. The Giants are going to find themselves, you know, at 500 like that. So that's why I think that Detroit loss was very tough. Tough loss, especially at home.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you right now, New York is not happy when it comes to the quarterback play by both quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, you know, made a lot of mistakes when he had to throw the ball yesterday. You know, if they're going to play from behind, they're not going to win any games, is what the Giants showed yesterday. So they're going to need Barkley to be a lot better, and the defense has to be better. I don't think the defense has played that great the last couple of games. The Houston is not that good of a team, and they really moved the ball on them. Detroit was not great on the road, but you know, they're figuring it out, and they're playing. I think they won three in a row now, so they're starting to get hot. So it's like those little things that you got to get to those 10 wins. And how do you get to those 10 wins? And that's what the Jets and the Giants both have to figure out.
It'll be very interesting.
And never count out Derek Carr and Devontae Adams like you've been every week.
You know that's bullshit.
Let me tell you, this Derek Carr is gonna stay with me for the rest of his life.
He's not leaving
you. We're gonna figure out a way to win like a few more games and get everybody excited. And we're not gonna make the playoffs.
No.
And they're not gonna be in a position to draft a really big quarterback. So they'll just we'll bring him back next year. It's unbelievable.
What do you think of the Ravens?
So, you know, it all flows with Lamar Jackson, right? He had a tough game yesterday, but he was sick for like the 30th time in his like NFL career coming into that game. I never seen a guy that's been as ill as he's been for a young elite athlete. He's got like a cold like every other week, this guy. He's got stomach flus. He's got all this stuff going. I think he had COVID like 8 times. You know, I mean, it's like insane. You know, the only person that's had COVID more than Lamar Jackson is Kevin Durant. and he's been vaccinated like 15 times. and he still catches COVID. Don't get me started with that. But yeah, I mean, it's whatever Lamar does is going to lead this team. Their defense is good, strong. Harbaugh's a really good coach, but you know, it comes down to Lamar, right? Like what Lamar shows up every week. There's weeks that he looks like he can throw 300, run for 100, 4 or 5 touchdowns. I mean, it looks like he's going to be the next coming of this like superstar quarterback. And then the following week, he can't complete a pass. He forgets how to run out of the pocket and it just looks bad. But I think he's a winner. He's shown he's won a lot. And if he hits free agency, believe me, the Jets, the Giants, the Raiders.
Yeah, they'll be all
the Texans. You can name all those teams. They're all going to be going, you want the $250 million? We'll give you the $250 million. Believe me. And how much of it you want guaranteed? We'll figure that out. Because right now, that's the only thing that really is not getting him to sign with Baltimore right now is the guaranteed money. And, you know, no one's going to give Deshaun Watson guaranteed money, but he's going to ask for it. And a lot of guys are going to ask for it. And we'll see what happens. But I think the Ravens are one of those teams that are always trouble because he's just a really talented guy. And the coach is really good.
When you look at the playoff picture right now, what teams do you think could make a surprise sneak in at the trajectory right now and the way they're playing?
Let's look at their schedules here. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Let's look at
We can look at each. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
All right, hold on. I hit one button.
That's all right.
Did you watch any of the soccer match today?
I didn't get to watch, but I saw the U.S. 1-1.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, no, I promised him I would give him a shout-out. He's our good friend. JB, known as John Bruckner, Vinny and I worked with him, and he couldn't be here tonight because he had a volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club. But we will have some World Cup coverage, and he had told us that he really believes that Argentina or Brazil will win the World Cup. He said, put your money on it. So we will see.
We know he was going to lean Argentina.
He's not biased at all.
No, not at all.
Just a little.
All right. Let's see. The teams out. So Washington is 6-5 as an 8 seed. They're a team with Taylor Heineke and the way they're playing so that could possibly sneak in there and make some noise. I don't see the Colts at 4-6-1 doing too much. The Chargers are 5-5 as a 9 seed, possible. But the problem with them is their receiving core just can't stay healthy. Yeah. It's just crazy.
What's crazy, though, Vin? Getting back to the Commanders real quickly. So they play the Falcons this week, right? And then they play the Giants. And then they play the Giants again. So they're on a bye week. So December 4th, they play the Giants. Bye week, and then December 18th, they play the Giants again. Wow. So that will tell your season right there. If somehow they can win both games against the Giants, they're right there. I mean, like,
they play Atlanta this week, you said?
They do play Atlanta.
Okay. Atlanta's 5-6, by the way, and they're 6-5.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah. They beat Atlanta. And then
– take one out of two against the Giants?
They split that, right? Let's just say beat Atlanta, they split that. They're 8-6. What's their last three games?
And they got the 49ers, which is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And then they got the Browns, which is winnable.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, the last game. But with that said, the Cowboys may be resting their players.
Who knows? They could get 9. You're going to have to get to 10 wins. So they got to figure out.
Yeah.
They got to figure a way to go 4-2 in their next 6 games. And I think 10 might not even put you in, but at least put you in the conversation. I think that's the way both conferences look to me. You got to get to 10 and then go from there.
Yeah, and Vinny, you know, getting back to the Jets, I know we talked a lot about them, but you're right with these games. They're scary now because the Bears game – 100% you have to win.
Yep.
That'll get you at 7-4. Then you're playing the Vikings, and who knows what Viking team is going to play.
Yep.
But I'm going to say somehow, let's say they could win that, be 8-4. I'm going to put a loss against the Bills. They won at home. It's very tough to win in Buffalo. I'll put a loss there. The Jets and Lions, you think that's a winnable game, but we saw what they did to the Giants and their offense.
Yeah.
I don't know, but let's be nice and put that as a win. Then you're, 9-5?
Yeah.
And the Jaguars game, I think, is winnable at home. Put that at 10-5. Then you have the Seahawks. I'll put that as a loss. You have to get to 10 wins before you play the Dolphins. As you said, the 10-win mark. You got to win a couple of these games. Listen, it's possible. It is.
They're going to have to figure out. They have to beat the Bears. They have to beat the Bears. They have to beat the Lions. They have to beat the Jaguars. They have to win those 3 home games. They got to get 9 that way, and they got to squeeze a 10th between Minnesota, you said, and Buffalo.
Minnesota and Buffalo. Buffalo.
And then with Seahawks 10 wins, with 2 big road games to end the year.
You have to.
Which doesn't take them out of the division.
Yeah.
Now, probably the Bills will roll, or Miami will roll into a division win, but it doesn't take them out of the division. They're only a game out. You know, something's go crazy this weekend, as we know, and before you know it, you're right back.
I know.
Right? Like, why not?
Why not? Let's just, like you said, take care of business against the Bears, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's it. So.
You think Minnesota will continue to be the 2 seed in the NFC?
I want to say that. I mean, listen, it's how you bounce back from these horrific losses. I mean, you just have to put it beside you. And, yeah, I think they'll continue. I think they're still at a very good pace. Who do they play next? Let's take
Patriots
a look.
Patriots Thursday night. Thanksgiving night, New England.
Well, if you're going to get back on track, that's
a game for you.
What?
It's a huge game for you.
Huge game. Can you imagine if somehow Detroit beats Buffalo, the Vikings? Yeah. It would be awesome.
Yeah, then Sunday. Anything's possible. You get some juice going into Sunday, like a lot of juice again. It puts you right back in there. So, yeah. I think what it comes down to with this loss yesterday was, what was it, the 13th time that New England's beaten?
Yeah, they haven't won since 2011. Vinny.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I think that's the way what's happening with people is, you know, you just can't get over the hump with this New England team, and it's frustrating. And you had the best opportunity you've had in years, and it just didn't come to fruition. And the way Zach Wilson played in that game really drove even crazier. I think if he would have had a really good game and you guys would have lost on a last second field goal or something like that,
people would have been more understanding.
There would have been a lot more juice continuing to go into the season. It's like you feel like they took the life out of you as a fan right now. And you know, the Bears, beating the Bears will get some mojo going, but there's still a little bit of it, like, you know, are we going to be able to beat Buffalo? Are we going to be able to beat Seattle? Are we going to be able to beat the Lions? Like, that's what starts haunting you after the kind of loss to New England. If you would have beaten New England, then you go and beat the Bears. It's like, all right, now, you know, we got
to really have to win two of those games.
You got a really good shot. If you would have beaten New England yesterday,
beat the Bears,
you would have been like in heaven. And now you're figuring things out.
Well, we got to hope for the best. That's all we can do.
You gotta win this week. You know,
I was talking to Matt. I'm just like. And I know I'm going to watch the game, but I was so disgusted after this game. I'm like, but I'll be watching.
You'll be all right. You're going to be okay.
I'll be good.
Especially when Aaron Judge signs his 8-year, $400 million contract with the Yankees. You'll feel a lot better.
Let's hope.
I like to know what those negotiations are right now.
Can you imagine?
And I would think the Yankees offered him another year and somewhere in the range of 300. Like, I would think it's like 8 years, 300.
Yeah.
I would think that's the offer. But what do I know? I mean, someone even come in and give him 10 years, $400 million. I mean, I don't see it, but who knows?
We shall see.
So, but that has been where we are with baseball. It's been quiet. We're heading into a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving. Lots of food on the table. The Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving parade at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Do you watch that every year? I don't know.
I put it on the TV. I don't really watch
it. You put it in the background, right?
Yeah. It's like on, right? I'd rather put the pregame shows on, but I get yelled at if I try to put on any kind of football. Yeah, but I'm allowed to touch the remote when Santa Claus comes at 12 o'clock.
All right, beautiful.
So once Santa's there, I flip over, and then we'll be in Detroit, and then over to Dallas, and then end out there in New England and Minnesota.
Some great games.
I tell you, when we first looked at the schedule,
we were happy about it.
We didn't know, and then we didn't know how good the Giants would be and how good Dallas would. Now it's like,
that's what I meant. We're happy about it now.
Yeah, now there's a lot of juice, right?
Yeah.
Like, these are really big games.
Huge. And could mean a lot for the Jets, too, so they have a lot of implication.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a parlay that we'll post on Instagram Wednesday.
A Thanksgiving parlay. I like that, Vinny.
A little turkey trot parlay.
For all the teams we want to win, they'll help the Jets. The Jets help.
We got the Lions.
Yeah.
We got the Giants. Yeah. And we got Minnesota.
That would be a good payout.
All money line.
All money line. Don't mess around.
All wins. That's all we want.
Yeah.
So, all right. Very good. It was a good show.
Great show today. Thank you, Dave.
Dave was fun. He was very animated. I let him talk. You know, I didn't want to jump in with you guys because I know you Jeff fans were all fired up before I.
We had to let it out, Vinny.
You know,
just let it out.
I think Dave threw a football at me when we were rehearsing. You know, I think I got hit. All right. All right, we will be back. Well, everyone, our audience in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
In India, I'm not sure what you do, but have a great time. And we will be back, I think, the Friday after Thanksgiving for our pick show. But everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving. See you soon.
See you next time. Bye.